This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Wise and Faithful Woman with Nancy Goring.
How many times have you had to say, "Did you hear me?" to your children? Probably countless times, right, ladies? I know it's often frustrating. Having to repeat ourselves over and over can be the most irritating thing. But that's often how our children learn. We even follow up by teaching them how important it is, not only to hear, but to hear correctly. Because if we aren't listening, if we aren't careful, if we aren't taking those words seriously, we could make a major mistake. And there are often consequences of not hearing properly or executing the instructions we have given them. Many a child has been left at school because of misinformation about picking them up. A lot of parents have been filled with anxiety because they didn't follow up or check out what their doctors had told them about lab results or future appointments with specialists. The list could be endless of repercussions from poorly heard information. There is one very important certainty, one fact that we must never disregard or decide is unworthy of our attention, and that is the word of the Lord. Our hearing of the truth from the lips of our Heavenly Father is the most important message that we must hear. Those words are a matter of life and or death, spiritually speaking, and often even in the physical realm. We have to take them to heart. We can be good people, we can love God, we can do good works, but if we do not do everything our Heavenly Father commands in the way He commands it, and in the time frame that He commands, we might fail to achieve that goal of heaven. Consider the following passages for just a moment. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. These are the words of our Lord Jesus. Notice in verse 26, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth it not. They're called foolish. They're the ones who will fall or fail. They didn't listen properly. Our parents way back when would have said to us, well, they let it go in one ear and out the other, indicating the message was received in a drive-by manner, so to speak. True hearers of God's word are going to take the message of Christ into their hearts and act according to His word, and that's because it is heartfelt. The psalmist said it best, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:11. The psalmist also tells us that if we choose to be blessed, we will meditate upon the word of God, both day and night, and will find delight in it. Psalm 1:1-2. We should literally fall in love with the word of God. It is His special message to His children, to those who have determined to know Him and love Him and obey Him. It is a precious, intimate communication from His lips to our hearts, our mind, our soul. And that should be held in the highest esteem because it is precious and because it is soul-saving. It sanctifies us, John 17:17. It is a lamp unto our soul and a light unto our path. Psalm 119:105. My prayer for each of us, ladies, is that during this season of thankfulness, when our minds are reflecting upon all of the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, that we will include the greatest blessings of all: our special relationship with our Father in heaven, the sacrifice of His only begotten Son, and that gracious endowment of His Word as we open our ears and our hearts to Him in obedience. Thank you for listening.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.